Amen. Micah 7 and 18. Who is a God likened unto thee that pardoneth the iniquity and passes by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger forever, because he delighteth in mercy. Amen. 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 It's a wonderful thing to have God to say, Son, your sins are many, but they are forgiven thee. Amen. It's a marvelous thing to have God say, go thy way and sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon thee. Amen. To have God to just forgive you of ever rotten, dirty, low-down, stinking sin that you've ever committed. Amen. It's the most marvelous thing that ever happened to me and you, is to have God to pass by. Amen. And as a thick cloud, blot out our iniquity. Amen. As Brother Wilson said, there wasn't a smidgen left. Amen. There wasn't a smidgen left. I don't know what a smidgen is, but there wasn't none of it left. Amen. Praise God. Dead preachers at you are just as clean as an angel. Thank God when God passes by, washes you, cleanses you, makes you whole. Amen. Hallelujah. To have God, amen, pass by as he did to Moses when Moses said, Lord, amen, let me see your glory. Chapter 33 and verse 21, and said, and the Lord said, behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock. Amen. And it shall come to pass when my glory passeth by, I will put thee in the cliff of the rock, and will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. And I will take away my hand, and thou shalt see my back part, but my face thou shalt not see. Isn't it wonderful for God to pass by and to see his glory? Amen. Praise God. Amen. For God to come by to have fellowship with him. Amen. Amen. They always said, amen, the old saying was, he just passed by and we had a wonderful time together. Amen. The Lord just passed by and had fellowship. Amen. The Lord just come by, amen, and just touch our lives. Amen. For God to just come by. And chapter 34 and verse 5, and the Lord descended in a cloud, and he stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed the Lord God merciful, gracious, long-suffering, abundance in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgressions and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the father upon the children and upon the children's children unto the third and the fourth generation. Amen. Amen. God passed by. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And proclaimed his wonderful name. Gracious, glorious. Amen. Merciful, long-suffering. Amen. Abundant in goodness and truth. Hallelujah. Praise God. A blind man was sitting beside the way at Jericho, the Bible tells us. Amen. And he heard that Jesus passed by, and he cried out, have mercy upon me, thou son of David. And the Lord restored his sight. Amen. They tell us that was the last time that Jesus passed by Jericho. Amen. If that blind man had not have cried out that day, amen. If he had not have cried out as Jesus passed by, amen, he would have remained blind. Amen, because Jesus was never to come there again. And so it was very necessary that day that that blind man cried out, oh, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy. I want to preach to you tonight for a while, the Lord be my helper. No more. No more. Amen. No more. Lord. My God. Amen. I didn't take this text by choice. I took it because a burden fell upon me. Amen. I searched, amen, last night. I searched this morning. I searched this day. I prayed. I tried to get away from it everywhere I could. Amen. But there was no way, amen, that the Lord would deal with me of anything else. Amen. No more. Amen. My God. Amen. When we talk about God, amen, dealing with us, no more. Hey, God. Amen. Divine abandonment is beyond my comprehension, but it's in the book. I just read it to you tonight. When God passes by, no more. Great God, have mercy. Amen. Thank God that God has had mercy upon us. Amen. Hallelujah. But God Almighty, amen, comes to a place where man sins. Amen. Sins against the patience of God till God deals with him no more. Amen. Would you pray for me tonight? Amen. Amen. I don't know who you are. I don't know all about you, but God does. Amen. There's someone in this congregation that the Lord is dealing with. Amen. Your times are getting short. Amen. God's been by your way before. Amen. He's dealt with your heart before. Amen. You have, amen, spurred His mercy. Amen. I don't know your name. I can't call it. But I only know the heaviness of the burden of God that laid upon my soul. Amen. Amen. Hosea chapter 9 verse 15. All their weakness is in Gilgal, for their eye hated them for the weakness of their doing. I'll drive them out of my house, and I will love them no more. I will love them no more. Ephraim is smitten, their root is dried up. Amen. They shall bear no fruit. Yea, though they bring forth, yet will I slay even the beloved fruit of their womb. What's that, their children? My God will cast them away because they did not hearken to Him. And they shall be wonders among nations. Why did God hate their wickedness in Gilgal? You see, at Gilgal is where Samuel held court. Amen. It was at Gilgal where the Lord said to Joshua, I'll roll away. Amen. I'll roll away. Amen. The shame of Egypt this day. Praise God. It was at Gilgal when they crossed Jordan. And there, amen, they built the monument that God had brought them out of Egypt bondage and delivered them and brought them through Jordan. Hallelujah. It was there that the captain of the Lord of hosts visited Joshua at Gilgal. It was there, the house of Almighty God, where He met with the people. My God. Oh, Lord. Amen. But there come a time, brother, that they sinned against God. And there they set up the calf worship. And God said, I will love them no more. Amen. I'm not expecting to shout. Amen. But I want to tell you tonight, oh God, have mercy. Have mercy. When God doesn't visit you anymore. Amen. When God doesn't visit the church anymore. And when God doesn't visit our nation anymore. Hear me? Amen. Are you listening to me for a while? Amen. To live in a God-forsaken world is an awful thing. Amen. And this world's getting close to that, folks. Amen. My God, we cannot put up with, amen, with this sodomite generation much longer. Amen. The wrath of Almighty God is sure to fall as you're sitting on that pew tonight. Amen. It's wonderful. It's wonderful to be saved. It's wonderful to have God to love you. Amen. It's wonderful for God to forgive you of your sin. Amen. But there comes a time, you hear me? Amen. There comes a time that God says, amen, my spirit shall not always strive with man. I've dealt with you before. I've dealt with you, amen, and many times I've knocked at your heart. Amen. But you would none of my reproof. Amen. But you have turned a deaf ear. Amen. Therefore, I'll love you
no more. Amen. That meant at one time God loved you with an everlasting love. That meant one time He died for you. That meant one time the Spirit of God knocked at your heart. Oh yes, sir. Amen. That meant one time He died. He suffered for you. Amen. And He said, I love you no more. Oh God. Oh Lord. Amen. My God, amen. Zechariah chapter 11 and verse 6. And I will no more pity the inhabitants of the land, saith the Lord. But lo, I deliver the men, every one into his neighbor's hand, and into the hand of his king. And they shall smite the land, and out of their hand I will not deliver them. Amen. God said, I'm no more pity. Oh, Lord. Amen. Amen. Oh, Lord. What is it? What kind of state do you get in? What happens to your heart? Amen. What has hardened you such a place that God has threatened you tonight? Amen. With no more visiting in you. Oh, what have you done? Amen. Where did you turn against God? Amen. What is your action? Amen. That's against the high and holy. Oh, my God. My God. My God. Amen. I know some of you are looking at me a little strange tonight. Amen. I know that I have departed from the norm of preaching to you tonight. I understand that. Amen. But let me talk to you because I felt like the Lord, amen, burdened my heart for this. Amen. Oh, no more. No more. Amen. What is it? What is it? Amen. When you can call on Jesus anytime. Knock and it'll be open. Seek and you find. Ask and you receive. Isn't that wonderful? Amen. But there comes a time that God will not hear your prayer. And your prayer becomes sin. And your prayer is just iniquity. Amen. My God. Amen. What a shape to get in. When God will not hear a prayer from you. Amen. Not even that. Well, He will not even hear a prayer from a godly preacher. Amen. For the godly saints. Samuel, don't you pray for Saul no more. I have rejected him. Oh, God, have you ever got down to pray and start to call a name and God say, don't you call it. Don't you call it, Ralph. I'm through with them. Amen. They've sinned against my holy name. Amen. They've done despite to the Spirit of grace. Amen. They would none of my reproof. Don't you even pray for them now. Oh, God. You don't think it's possible. Amen. Was it not that a Russian that was tried to warn America concerning the amen, what the communists are trying to do to America. Amen. He said, is it impossible? Is it possible? Or is it impossible to warn this people? He said, I can only say you'll know when it happens to you, America. Amen. It's an almost impossibility to warn men and women of the danger, amen, of dealing with God. Amen. And dealing with God like you're dealing with man. Amen. Oh, my soul, my soul. Amen. I'm going to deal with a verse of Scripture here. Amen. A lot of people get upset. And I know a lot of you wrestle with that thing called blaspheming the Holy Ghost. I know a lot of people are saved. Amen. When the devil attacks them, amen, they come. Preacher, I believe I blasphemed the Holy Ghost. Amen. I've talked to them and I begin to deal with them. And I say, no. No. Amen. And Mark, we find the Scripture. Hallelujah. Amen. Where the Lord 3:29. Amen. He said, amen, but he that shall blaspheme against the Holy Ghost has never forgiveness, but is in danger of eternal judgment. Amen. Jesus had preached to them better than 2 years. Amen. Better than 2 years, he had preached to them. Amen. He did his mighty works. And they said, you're doing it. Amen. By the power of the devil. Beelzebub. Amen. You see, it was not a single act that they committed. Amen. Brother. Amen. But they fell into that. Amen. By long continuance in their rebellion against him. Amen. It was what we call moral blindness. Amen. They become blind because they did not heed to the gospel. And the farther they went, Brother Logan, the blinder they got. And the deafer they got. Until there was nothing in them. Until they could call the good works of Jesus Christ. Amen. Done by an evil power. Oh God. How mercy, how mercy. Amen. I'll tell you what happens to men. They live in their sins. And they live in their backsliding. Amen. Without any regret of ever sinning. Amen. Without any repentance. Amen. If God gives them over to reprobate mind. Amen. That's what happened to our nation. That's what happened to thousands and millions of people tonight. Amen. No more will the Holy Ghost give them revival. And no more will God speak to them. And no more. Oh God. Oh God. Amen. My God, have mercy. What in the world is it like? Amen. To be a soul where God doesn't deal with you anymore. Would you lift your hand, church, and pray that the Holy Ghost will fall with conviction? Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me go a little farther. And I take this road. Amen. Knowing that, amen, the many pitfalls along this road. But the Bible said in Hebrews 10 and 26, for if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of truth, there remaineth no more. No more sacrifice for sins. Amen. 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 But a certain fearful looking for a judgment and for indignation, which shall devour the adversary. Amen. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. How much more sore punishment suppose ye shall he be thought worthy who has trodden underfoot the Son of God and had counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he is sanctified an unholy thing, and hath done these fight under the spirit of grace. Amen. Oh, for we know him that has said, vengeance belong unto me, and I will recompense, saith the Lord. And again the Lord shall judge his people. It's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Oh! Amen. My Lord. Amen. No writer in the New Testament, amen, has such horror of sin as the writer in Hebrews. Amen. Amen. He looks upon sin. Amen. He looks upon sin not as just breaking of a law, but trampling upon love. Amen. My God. Amen. It's just not, amen, hallelujah, transgressing the moral law so much. Amen. Hallelujah. But it's your trampling on the love of God. Man can suffer in body many things. Amen. I remember reading about a German. Amen. In the days of Hitler, they took him. They abused him. They tortured him. They mistreated him. And everybody was so astounded, amen, at how that man suffered it. Amen, with not breaking his spirit. Until one day, he found out the man that betrayed him. And the man that had betrayed him, that Hitler was his own son. Amen, they said that man died almost instantly when he found out. Amen. Oh, God. Amen. What are you going to do, brother? How are you going to live? And what will sustain you? Oh, God, when you walk over the love of Jesus Christ. Amen. Great God, have mercy. There's no more sacrifice for sin. No more invitation to the altar. No more come. No more come as you are. Amen. Oh, God, but you have willfully sinned against the love of God. Amen. I've got people that's scared of me. I'm afraid. Oh, Lord. I'm afraid. Amen. I'm afraid. Oh, God, have mercy. Amen. There'll be no more altar calls for them. There'll be no more preachers sent to them. Amen. There'll be no more divine message. There'll be no more pricking of the heart. Amen. There'll be no more tenderness of the wooing of the Spirit of God. There'll be no more tears of repentance. Tears, amen. Amen, of anguish, yes. But no tears of repentance. Amen, because they have willfully sinned against the Lord and against that Spirit of God. Amen, my God. Amen. Lord, you see, amen, when we sin, amen, as this man sins, he sins against the sacredness of Jesus Christ. He sins against the sacredness of the Holy Ghost. He sins against the sacredness of the church. Until, amen, he lives in open sin and open rebellion against that which is right. Oh, God, have mercy. Amen. My God, my head's dropped. My heart's hurt. My body has ached this day. Amen. For somebody that's on the threshold of plunging into outer darkness, lost without God, with ever a hope. Amen. With ever a hope, with ever a glimmer of light of ever having any mercy of God again. Oh, but the blackness of darkness and the doom of hell and the hounds of hell and the howling of hell and the demons. There you are screaming for mercy, and there's no mercy. Would you pray, church? Would you beg God?
Your sin is an insult against the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You see, alone does the Holy Ghost say that's wrong. That's right. Alone does the Holy Ghost come and reprove us of sin, of righteousness, and judgment. Alone. Amen. Amen. You see, you're doing more, amen, than just sinning. You are breaking the only relationship that can bring you to God. You're cutting the only path of eternal life. You're saying no for the only voice who can say come. Oh, listen. For it is impossible for those which were once enlightened. You continue in sin and you'll apostatize. You'll become a reprobate. Amen. You can get away from God and get back, but you continue your sin. I don't know who you are. I tell you what I'd do if I was you. You very well know who you are. I'd leave from my pew right now. I'd run. I'd run. Amen. I'd break. Amen. I'd stand to my feet right now and I'd scream to the top of my voice before this congregation. And say, church, pray, 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 pray. Pray that God will give revival. Pray that I'll be saved. Pray that the Spirit of God will help me repent tonight. Pray that God will quicken my heart. Pray that God will break my stony heart. Pray that God will deal with me. Pray the Spirit of the Lord will touch me. Pray that heaven will kiss me. Pray that Jesus Christ will save me. Pray that the Father will touch me. Pray, pray, pray for me. Lift your hands, church, and thank God for mercy. A few days ago, a preacher friend of mine who has backslid, one of his preacher friends went by and seen him and said, go to church with me. He said, let's get this thing straight. Let's get this thing straight. I ain't interested. Amen. 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 I've heard people in congregation. I walk back through the house. I've held out my hand. I'd say, come, sinner. They say, I don't feel like it. Amen. And one day I walked up an aisle. And I said, God, have mercy. They don't feel like it. That's the worst condition you get in. That's the final state of it. I've watched them sit there and laugh. Amen. Amen. Mock. Turn around to the rest of the young people and show how brave they were. Defiling. No. Amen. But I have also walked. Amen. Behind a casket also. And I have also been to the graveyard. Amen. I have also saw them in their despairing hour when God would no more deal with them. God help me tonight. God help our soul. My God, amen. He'll come around and listen, Daddy. He'll preach, and we won't be long till he'll tell a story. Amen. He'll tell the story of his uncle when he got on his deathbed. Amen. Amen. He said he barked like a dog. He blayed like a sheep. Amen. He kneed like a mule. Amen. As he went into outer darkness. Amen. Oh, God saw when God wouldn't deal with any more. A man stooped his face to the ground and spoke to witches. A man come in contact with familiar spirits. A man, my God, because God wouldn't deal with him anymore. Where will you go and what will you do? A man, when there's no more dealing, a man with your soul. The danger tonight is nothing is touching you anymore. And the danger with you, church, is nothing's touching you either. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. It sure does take a whole lot to stir me anymore. Oh, woe. Woe be to me. Amen. When my heart's not tender anymore. When the testimony of a child doesn't move me. When the songs of Zion. Amen. Amen. Have we gotten such a state of salt? The only thing that soothes us anyway is just a little music. Amen. That's just a sign to you tonight. Amen. Just remember that. I get my blessing. Amen. I get my blessing from music. I do too. But I want to tell you something. Amen. I get something from heaven. Amen. When somebody speaks from the Word of God, I'm in the anointing of hope. I want to tell you something. God is so interested in you. He'd stop this camp meeting right now. Amen. Just for you. Yeah, hear me. Amen. He'd stop this meeting just right now. If you just get out of your seat. Right now. Right now. I'm a speaker to you. That God's to deal with right now. It's you, sinner. It's you. Backslider, it's you, backslider, it's you tonight, cold heart. It's God. Amen. Brother John W. Southern was one of our famous preachers. If you can find the book of one of his sermons, you'll find him tell the story of where he set a tent. Outside of Middletown, Ohio. Best I remember. Amen. John W. Southern. We call him the Big Herb Preacher. Amen. He was a former judge. Amen. At one time he was the secretary here alone. The Czar of the South. Amen. So it tells you what kind of background. But he won't talk about it. He got saved and God called him preach. He could preach hellfire. Like no other man could preach hellfire. Amen. He must have sinned a horrible sin. His past life for God to be able to deal with him for sinners and men on the brink of hell like he did. Amen. But Brother John W. Southern one night, he said, I set that tent. Amen. Amen. And he said, a man came in before the service and said to me, preacher, do everything you can tonight to touch me. It's been years since my heart's been touched. Amen. Said, preacher, do your best to touch me. If you possibly can, preach and touch me. They said that Brother Sullivan got to the pulpit. He did what he was capable of doing. God anointed him to preach to the lost and despairing. Amen. He walked back to the man, little fella, elderly man, way long in years. He said, would you not? He said, preacher, you didn't even scratch the surface. You didn't even make any dent. You didn't touch me no place. Got up and left that meeting. They said he went to the beer joint that was close by. Went in and ordered him a beer and went into the bathroom. He'd had a bottle of strychnine. He poured it in that bottle of beer and drank it. Went outside and staggered and slumped down by the door. And somebody walked up and said, what's wrong with you? He said it came out with a big oath and said, I've just drank enough strychnine to kill 10 men and I'm a going to hell and I don't blank yield. Amen. Oh, God, you tell me. Amen. You tell me you can leave a homeless meeting and go to hell like that. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. You're just as capable as he was. Amen. Your heart can get just as hard as his. Amen. You can go to the brightness of the darkness of night. No more. No more. No more. Amen. Amen. No more. No more. No more. Think about it just for a minute. No more. Amen. Did you ever get in that place where you didn't feel like God would deal with you anymore? I did. I did. I'm a man that felt like I was doomed for hell. Amen. I was a backslider. As a young boy, God called me to preach. Amen. I backslid and went away from the Lord. Went away from a holiness preacher and a holiness family and a holiness church. Amen. I said some things. Amen. Boy, I'll tell you what. Amen, Brother Salters, it's a wonder. It's a wonder of all wonders. I'm not in hell tonight. It's a wonder. It's a mercy. It's the long sufferings of God that I'm not there tonight. Oh, God. Oh, when I thought it was all over with and I'd go to hell, I begged. Amen. I begged. I pleaded. I found all or every place I could find one. I put my head in the many closets. Amen. I pillowed my head a many night begging for mercy. Amen. Until one Monday morning, the clouds of mercy rolled in. The grace of God rolled around. The presence of the Holy Ghost swept over my soul. And the power of Jesus Christ set my soul free from the damnations of sin and hell. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. I want to tell you, since that day, I've never looked up, looked back, or looked sideways, because I know what a man can do. I know, brother, what can happen to him. And I'm afraid to even look sideways, much less back. Amen. I'm afraid to even stop testifying, much less quit preaching. Amen. You see, amen, we're hanging tonight for the mercy of God. And when we do despair and we turn our back on the call of God, brother, there's no more. There's danger here tonight. There's danger here tonight. There's danger. There's danger here tonight. There's danger because Jesus is passing by. Jesus is passing by. And there's a danger. You're going to say no, and that no will be final. Amen. But he's a passing by. He's a passing by. He's a passing by. Young man, he's a passing by. Dead. He's a passing by for that backslider in this congregation tonight. He's a passing by for you. Amen. He's a passing by for you. Hell, if he passed by just one more time, but he won't. But he won't.
But he won't.
Would you lift your hands, church? I heard Brother Butler say, thank God that you passed by one more time. Don't you remember when he passed by? Don't you remember when the Spirit of God just so convicted you? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Convicting power of the Holy Ghost. Thank God for the Spirit of grace. Thank God for it, church. Thank God that He passed me. Amen. Would this wonderful congregation stand and let's pray for this audience without moving around. Amen. Would we stand and pray fervently for this congregation? Oh, God. Amen. As reluctantly, Lord, as we accepted your will to preach this message. Oh, God, now we're so thankful that you have dealt with us too. I pray, God, that lingering mercy of God, That lingering, convicting power of God will touch the last strings and the last quiver, amen, of compassion, amen, in thy heart tonight. And the Spirit of God would draw them right now. Oh, amen. Here's God. I tell you what, if you're a sinner, amen, you may be the only one here. I don't know. But God has dealt with somebody. God has laid somebody on my heart today. Amen. Why don't you just come right now? Please don't leave. Please don't leave. God's dealing with you. Please don't leave. Yes, God. Oh, come right now. Come while the church is praying. Come while the Holy Ghost is dealing. Come right now. Oh, oh. Amen. Come while He is pleading with you. Come right now. Come right now. Come right now. Come on. Come right now. Come on. Please come. Amen. Please come. Their souls. Their souls that God's dealing with tonight. Won't you come? Amen. Backslider. Come on. Amen. Come on, sinner friend. Come on. God have mercy. God have mercy if you don't come. Oh, God. Amen. Don't you sin. One more sin. Don't you turn your back another time. Don't say no another time. But say yes now. Yes, for the Holy Ghost. Yes, heaven. Come by here. Come by here. Come by here. Come by here. Here I am, Lord. Rest me. Come by here. Come by here. Come by here. Come by here, heaven. Oh, heaven, come by here. Kiss me, heaven. Kiss me, heaven. Kiss me, heaven. Come by here, heaven. Kiss me. Kiss me, heaven. With the kisses of love. Kiss me, heaven. Oh, come by here. Come by here. Come on. Come on, why God's having mercy on you. Come on, before you plunge into hell. Come on. Come on, God. God in mercy. God in tender compassion. God in love. Oh, God of heaven. God of glory. Come on, church. Come on. Come on, church. Somebody. Somebody speak to a sinner. Somebody reach for a sinner.